Transitioning to One Conference and Convention, Donna Pomerantz. Our CCB family made a very difficult decision at our fall 2012 conference and convention. By now, most of you know the vote was to move from having two conference and conventions a year to one. This will begin in the spring of 2014 on April 10 to April 13 at the Sacramento Arden West Hilton Hotel, where our CCB group room rate will be the same as this year's, $95 inclusive of taxes and fees, single or double occupancy. Page 7. The membership and board at the convention directed me to form a task force to examine all aspects related to the transition and report back to the membership on our progress. We decided to break the task force into two groups. The first group, chaired by Eugene Lozano, Jr., longtime conference and convention chair, is working on issues related to the conference and convention program structure. The second group is dealing with all issues concerning our constitution and bylaws. The steadfast person leading this group is our former constitution and bylaws chair, Jerry Konzler. Let me begin by sharing a bit about the issues group. The group has identified as the core structure of each convention the following: registration fees, plated meals, general sessions, business sessions, special interest groups, committees, joint sessions, exhibits, and board business meeting. Ideas have come forward regarding possible changes to plated luncheons, such as different days and topics, such as dealing with diabetic-related issues and more. It is this group's plan to seek input at the spring luncheons to see what ideas people may have. Also, the group has discussed when the credentials and nominating committees will meet and when elections will take place. Page 8. The board may have to adjust when it meets. That has been a lively discussion. Actually, all the brainstorming possible solutions has been very lively with this group. The general sessions are a topic of much reflection. Do we still have the same number of sessions? Do we have the Friday evening session and all business session, or keep the current form with one item of non-business programming? Do we bring some business to the Saturday afternoon session or keep it as it currently stands? One thing that all agreed on was that the Sunday morning business session would end at noon as it does currently. Two approaches are being discussed with this group. The first is a more conservative view of how things should be, keeping much as they are at the moment. The other view is a bit more progressive, changing some aspects to different times and days, as well as some changes to meeting structure. Other members of this group are Roger Peterson, Jeff Tom, Peter Pardini, and I. The second group, dealing with the Constitution and bylaws, has been very lively as well. Different points of view have been brought forward by members of this group. Jerry, in my opinion, is one man who has the gift for breaking down and identifying all of the intricacies of our Constitution and bylaws, bringing to this group all that will be impacted by our change. Page 9. Items that have been identified are elections, term length, season of the conference and convention, credentialing, location. Those proposals have been put into categories. Other members of this group are Roger Peterson, Mitch Pomerantz, Gabe Griffith, and I. You will all hear more at our spring conference and convention in Sacramento. These two groups have been working very hard, and I thank them for giving their time and working conscientiously to bring to the membership a detailed picture of all that is before us. I hope to have a general conference call before our convention, and we will discuss your thoughts and ideas at our president's dinner and, of course, at the convention itself. See you on April 11th to 14 for the wonderful room rate of $95 inclusive at the Sacramento Hilton Arden West.